Ranch hand Taylor Anderson rides in a saddle pretty much every day, and now she's making one for herself. She's been learning from saddle maker Doug Kuntz, whose shop is located on the outskirts of Buell. Olivia Wheats visited to see how it's done.
Well, I might need to do some ordering, and I need to take this saddle in to be shipped.
This saddle is being sent out of state, but most of his clientele are Idaho cowboys who don't mind waiting.
Yep, they just have to call me up, and by the time they get an order or get order a saddle from me, they kind of need to want it because I'm not the easiest guy to get a hold of, I guess.
Kuntz prefers it that way. He doesn't get many visitors at his shop. He's used to working solo. But now he's made an exception for 26-year-old Taylor Anderson.
When I was 10, my parents got me my first horse because that's just what I really wanted. I fell in love with horses because my uncle brought his team roping horse over and led me up and down the block, and that was it. I was horse crazy after that.
Anderson is now a ranch hand. She's been taking time off to build her first saddle. She's in an apprenticeship program offered by the Idaho Commission on the Arts Folk and Traditional Arts program. Her teacher has built many saddles, but it's the first time he's taught somebody else from start to finish. And it hasn't been easy.
The verbalization of all this stuff, obstacle of it too, you know, between trying to show somebody how to do it. They have to see it and absorb it as opposed to just be told it.
Kuntz wears suede Merrill mocks and Wrangler jeans, a saddle maker in his mid-50s. You can tell, at this point, he runs by instinct.
You kind of need to tighten all your stitches twice.
Okay.
Don't, you know, and you got them plenty tight.
But I need to do it twice.
Yeah, and the same.
Okay.
Anderson is sewing a decorative piece of leather onto the back part of the saddle seat.
So you can feel that back and forth through there.
Mm-hmm.
Run it back and forth just a little bit. So you feel it. That's one side, then you got your other side. Now stick it in the middle.
Kuntz says getting the right amount of hand pressure is about how you position yourself in relation to the saddle. It's hard to push through multiple layers of leather. And just when you think you have the perfect stitch,
it turns and rolls, and like everything in a saddle, there's basically no straight lines in a saddle. Or everything is round or curved or something.
For Anderson, it can be frustrating to be one of his first students.
Sometimes I'll ask him a question, well, what does this look like? And he'll just be like, well, move, I have to feel it. Like, he can't just tell me and look at it.
Kuntz isn't always able to explain how to do things. But when he's doing something that she doesn't know how to do yet, she'll drop what she's doing and go watch. He's a bit stuck in his ways. He doesn't really have a master plan for his student.
What do you hope that she does with the skills that you've taught her?
That's entirely up to her. Truthfully, if she just puts it in the back drawer and never uses it.
He continues to say it will help her with her other leather work, making belts and chaps. But here's the thing. The word is getting out that she can now build a saddle.
There's already been people asking me, can you build me a saddle? Can I get on your list? And I'm like, whoa, you know, like, I'm still really confused at all this. There's a lot that goes into it.
Anderson says it'll be a while before she's taking orders by mail like Kuntz. For now, she's going to enjoy sitting in the one saddle that she's built for herself.
This was on a very small horse last, and he is very big. I'm not a very boasty person, but it makes me kind of want to show it off. You know what I mean? I'm very proud of it, I guess I should say. I'm proud that I'm writing something that I have made.
In the coming years, you'll likely see more custom-built saddles by Taylor Anderson. Near Buell, Olivia Wheats, Boise State Public Radio News.
This story was produced in partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts Folk and Traditional Arts Program and with funding support from the National Endowment for the Arts.